This podcast is brought to you by MITEX, the Massachusetts Innovation and Technology Exchange, the region's premier association for thought leadership, technology trends, building business relationships, and professional training and development. For more information, go to www.mitx.org.
I'm Shirley Leung, the Sunday business editor at the Boston Globe, and today we have with us Peter Post, who writes the Etiquette at Work column every Sunday in the Boston Globe, and he's also the great-grandson of Emily Post. Welcome, Peter.
Thank you for having me on.
We've had several readers write in about job hunting on the job. This is when people are looking for a job and they're wondering if they can Xerox their resumes during their regular job or take phone calls. What are your thoughts on that?
Okay, my thoughts basically are really simple. I think you should keep your job search separate from your job.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's a mistake to start to try to actually actively engage in the job search while you're at your current job. For instance, you go to the company Xerox machine, the copier machine, and make a copy of your resume. You make a copy of a letter that you're sending out to people or a response to somebody. And by mistake, an extra copy gets made, gets left there. It's very possible for people to find out about something you really don't want them knowing about.
Mm-hmm.
So for that reason, it's important. The second reason it's important is frankly, you're being paid by your employer to do work for your employer, your current
mm-hmm.
employer. And I, as both your current employer, want to know that's what you're doing for me and not using that time to try to find a job someplace else. But as your possible future employer,
mm-hmm.
I want to know that you have the integrity to know not to be doing that during your regular working hours, because I don't want you doing it to me
mm-hmm.
either.
That's a really good point.
And so, you know, I look at it, if I'm the person you're applying to, as one of those things is going to tell me a little bit about something about you
mm-hmm.
as a person.
Mm-hmm.
So for both those reasons, I think it's really important not to be doing it at your office.
Right.
That also includes, by the way, not using your current office as stationery, for instance,
mm-hmm.
to write your resume letter or something.
Right, right.
You know, you want to spend your time putting together your information outside of the office with your own letterhead
mm-hmm.
that you've had made up, your own business cards that
mm-hmm.
don't have your current employer's name on them, those
mm-hmm.
kinds of things made up,
mm-hmm.
so that you tell people how to reach you.
Mm-hmm.
There's
what about,
one caveat
yeah,
to this,
yeah.
and that is people often say to me, well, what about cell phones? I need
mm-hmm.
to know if somebody wants to get hold of me.
Right.
They need to be able to get hold of me during business calls.
Right.
I think cell phones are great, by the way,
mm-hmm.
in general. They're a wonderful way for us to be able to get personal or private calls. But I would put I wouldn't have the cell phone turned on while I was at work
mm-hmm.
waiting for a call to come in from some prospective employer. I would use the voicemail feature of it.
Mm-hmm.
And then during a break or during my lunch hour,
mm-hmm.
I would go outside of the office, outside of the confines of the place I work, and I would listen to my voicemails. I'd make my responses during a break or
mm-hmm.
during lunch hour.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the time to be back in touch with those
mm-hmm.
people you want to reach about that possible new job.
So you shouldn't let them, call you at work. Try to let your prospective employers just call you on your cell phone or after hours.
Yes, exactly.
Mm-hmm.
And if they call on your cell phone, they can leave a message,
mm-hmm.
and then you can get back to them. That's,
right.
that's the beauty of the
right.
cell phone today,
right.
so that you still can get back to them during the middle of the day rather than having to wait till you get home and listen to your messages at
right.
home at night. But don't have them call you on the company phone
mm-hmm.
either, because you don't want somebody else hearing that Joe Blow, your competitor, just
right.
called and wanted to talk to you.
Right.
The word's going to get around the office faster than you can pick up the phone and talk to them.
Right, right. Now, what about going to lunch to meet your meet a prospective employer? And let's say your boss asks you who you're going to lunch with. I mean, is it okay to lie?
It's not okay to lie. Okay, I wouldn't
mm-hmm.
do that. I would probably not really want to let my boss know that I was going to lunch with somebody.
Mm-hmm.
I think I probably have to have some sense of how I felt about this whole situation, how private I needed it to be.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? And I think that probably in the case where it was really that kind of a private situation, that your prospective employer wouldn't want to put you into a position
mm-hmm.
where you might get found out, where somebody
right.
might see you doing that lunch
right.
with them.
Right.
So I suspect that probably that kind of a situation isn't really going to arise in reality mm-hmm. a whole lot.
Okay.
But if it were, I would probably tell the prospective employer, listen, I'm really uncomfortable about meeting you for lunch. I don't mm-hmm. want to have anybody see that mm-hmm. I'm looking for a job with you, and he'd be right. the person that I would talk to. Right. Remember, he's like not a sure bet yet.
Right, exactly.
And your current employer is a sure bet. Right. You're getting a paycheck from him.
Right.
So you don't want to do something that could inadvertently really cause you a strained problem right. with your current employer.
I mean, is the best thing to do take a vacation day?
Absolutely. No question about it. If you take a vacation day, take a personal day, if you get personal days, mm-hmm. those kinds of things are a perfect way to be able to spend a day where you can really go and have several appointments, meet with people, mm-hmm. and, you know, do the kinds of things that you're going to need to do during the workday as a part of your job search.
Mm-hmm. Now, we've also had readers write in about their bosses confronting them, asking them point blank, are you looking for another job? What's the best response to that?
I think, you know, you don't want to outright lie to a person and say, mm-hmm. I'm not looking for another job, okay?
Okay.
But you might say, whether or not I'm looking for another job, I want you to know that what I'm doing for you is important to me, and frankly, maybe it's an opportunity for you and me to talk about what's going on here and what my future with you is,
mm-hmm.
and turn it around on them. So that, you know, you're not answering the question directly, but using it as an opportunity to explore options with them that might end up making it really worthwhile for you to stay there.
Mm-hmm.
That to me would be a better way to handle it than to out and outright say, you know, yeah, I'm looking for a job, or no, I'm not looking for a job, because mm-hmm. that lie is very easily going to come back and get you.
Again, that was Peter Post. He writes the Etiquette at Work column every Sunday in the Boston Globe. Thanks a lot, Peter, for being here with us today.
You're welcome.
And if you have a question for him, please send it to bizmanners@globe.com.